启示录三章二十节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 20。
看哪、啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me.
这里主耶稣说，他仿佛是站在门外来向我们叩门。
Here, the Lord Jesus Christ says that he is standing outside of the door knocking on our door.
主耶稣说，我们要打开门迎接他进来。
He instructs us to open the door and welcome him in.
我们有很多人都有我们信主的那一段过程。
And many of us have had a journey of faith to come to believe in Christ.
那我们回想一下，主耶稣是怎么来叩门，我们是怎么为他开门。
Let us remember how Jesus came and knocked on our door and how we opened the door for him.
那或许我们也可以想一想，今天你想到这个叩门，你会想到什么？
We can also think what we can imagine when it comes to the topic of knocking on the door.
今天我们不是很喜欢听到叩门的声音。
Today we don't often like to listen to the knock on the door.
通常我们的朋友、我们亲戚要找我们，他们会事先打电话给我们。
Usually when our friends and family are looking for us, they will first give us a phone call.
所以他们到了家门口，他们按电铃或叩门。我们知道是朋友来了。
And when they arrive at our residence, they knock on the door or ring the bell, and we know that our friend or family member has arrived.
如果不是这样的话，通常我们不喜欢有人叩门。
And if this was not the case, we wouldn't want someone to knock on our door.
通常叩门声可能就是推销员。
Usually those who are knocking on our doors without first calling us are people selling something.
不然就是那个做这个 survey 做一些调查的人。
Or it may be someone who is conducting a survey.
所以你在门内你可能会问说是谁呀？
And when you are inside your house and you hear this knock, you may ask who is it?
然后你就会说我没有兴趣。
And you will say I'm not interested.
甚至你看是推销员，你根本就都不吭声。
Or if you see that it is a salesperson, you won't even make a sound.
他可能再敲一两次门。
And he may knock a couple more times.
那他就走了。
And then he will depart.
你觉得我们的主耶稣是这样子吗？
Do we feel that the Lord Jesus Christ acts in this manner?
主耶稣在叩门的时候，就像推销员在叩门吗？
When the Lord knocks on our door, does he knock the same way a salesperson would?
如果是推销员，你都不吭声的话，他就走了。
If it was a salesperson knocking on your door and you do not answer or make any sound, he will walk away.
为什么有些弟兄姐妹在做信主的见证的时候，不自主的还要流眼泪？
Why is it that when some of our brothers and sisters are testifying, they cannot control their tears?
有些人是很容易很快的就信主。
For some people, it is very easy and very quick to come to believe.
我相信我们在座的有人是那种所谓的困难型的。
But I believe that among us, there are some more difficult cases.
是拖了好长的一段时间，才真的受洗。
We may have dragged for a long period of time before coming to be baptized.
如果主耶稣是推销员的话
，If the Lord Jesus Christ was a salesperson,
敲了几次门没有他就走了。
If he just knocked a few times and there was no answer, he would leave.
但是我们的主耶稣他不是推销员。
But our Lord is not a salesperson.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他对我们很有耐心。
He has great patience when it comes to us.
所以有时候做见证突然流眼泪，这个忍不住，有点难堪，那其实是应该的。
And that is why when some of us give a testimony and we cannot keep our tears from falling, this is only natural.
因为主耶稣真的是这么爱我们，他持续的叩门，叩到我们最后开门了。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ loves us so much that he knocks to the point that we are compelled to open.
所以主耶稣要我们祷告呢，也像这样子。
The Lord wants us to pray in the same manner.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音七章第七节。
Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7.
第七节，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
啊，这里在讲到祷告的其中的一个层面，就是好像在叩门一样。
And this is one analogy or description of prayer, which is to pray like you are knocking on a door.
哦，那主耶稣对我们的叩门不是那种推销员的叩门。
The Lord knocks on our door, not in the same way that a salesperson knocks on our door.
啊，所以我们的祷告的叩门呢，也不是那种推销员式的叩门。
In the same way, when we are praying, we do not knock in the same way a salesperson would do it.
哦，我们常常祷告就像推销员在叩门那样子。
However, usually we pray as if we were a salesperson knocking on a door.
啊，这个祷告了几次，啊，就灰心了。
We pray a few times and there's no response, so we give up.
啊，我们还会自我解释说，啊，这大概是神的意思。
We may even explain to ourselves and say this is probably God's will.
啊，其实这常常是我们这个。懒惰没有恒心的一个借口。
But in reality, it is only an excuse for our own laziness.
哦，其实我们要叩门，一直到主耶稣回应我们的祷告，为我们开门。
What we should actually do is to knock, on our door through prayer until the Lord opens the door for us.
哦，这就是我们常常互相勉励的，我们要很恒切的，啊，持续不断的来做祷告。
This is why we encourage one another to diligently and pray.
第一句话说祈求就给你们。
First it says ask and you will receive.
啊，真的很多时候祷告就是这么的轻松。
And sometimes prayer acts in this way.
哦，对爱我们的父母亲，我们说出来了，啊，父母亲就想尽办法的来为我们张罗。
When we ask something of our parents, because they love us, they will do what is possible to give it to us.
啊，但是呢，主耶稣也要我们的祷告啊，有时候也要进入这种叩门的这种状况。
But the Lord may also ask us to pray in this knocking manner.
哦，那是一种非常投入的祷告。
This is a very dedicated and in-depth prayer.
我们的某一个时段是被祷告整个占有我们。
And what that means is that a period of time is devoted to prayer.
哦，那这是一个怎样的状况呢？
What kind of circumstance is this?
我们请看马太福音十七章。
Let us refer to Matthew chapter 17.
马太福音十七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 17 verse 21.
二十一节，主耶稣说：“至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告禁食，他就不出来。”
However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting.
啊，我们通常是怎么讲？我们说禁食祷告。
Usually, what do we say? We say, we have to fast and pray.
禁食是为了要做一个祷告。
Fasting is in preparation for prayer.
啊，那我们看这里主耶稣所讲的，他是说。先讲祷告，然后讲禁食。
But in this verse, we see that the Lord mentions prayer before fasting.
那所以我们可以这样来看看主耶稣所说的是什么意思。
And we can examine what the Lord means by saying this.
哦，这就是一种很投入的祷告。
And that is a very focused and concentrated prayer.
被这个祷告占有了我们。
And to be immersed and controlled by this prayer.
啊，甚至这个吃东西已经不是那么的重要了。
And we are so focused on this prayer that eating something is no longer important.
哦，我们做很多事情是在这种状况里头。
And there are many things that we do in this way.
啊，尤其我们家里头的青少年。
Especially when it comes to our youth.
跟他讲吃饭了。
We tell them it's time to eat.
啊，好。
Okay.
啊，但是呢，还在做他的事情。
But then our youth are still doing whatever they're doing.
啊，你就不再叫他了。
And we don't call them anymore.
啊，他可以就那一餐就不吃了。
And they might skip that meal.
啊，尤其是在现啊，在这个 这个荧幕前。
Especially when they are sitting in front of their computer screen.
哦，我们有时候做事情很投入的时候，顾不得吃了。
When we are very concentrated at with a task, then we don't even care about eating.
哦，所以有时候在公司里头，你在工作的时候也是这样子啊，忙忙忙忙到下午三点半，事情忙完了，你才要去吃你的午餐。
Sometimes at work, we are so busy with our assignments that we discover it's already 3 o'clock in the afternoon before we go and have lunch.
哦，你被你的工作占满了你，甚至吃已经不，你已经不是不不觉得饿啊啊，也错过了这个吃饭的时间。
We have been so immersed in our job that we didn't even feel the pangs of hunger, and we have already gone past lunchtime.
哦，那。如果有一些时候我们的祷告也能够这样子的话
and if,、
啊、那我们一定会有不同的体验。
If we could have a prayer that is in the same manner, then we would have a different experience.、
啊、我们有些时候我们需要有这一种这么投入的祷告。
Sometimes we need this type of very dedicated prayer.、
啊、那这里主耶稣是说、啊、门徒说为什么这次我们赶鬼赶不出去。
In this passage, the disciples were asking, why could we not cast out this demon?
哦，那主耶稣勉励他们，你们的祷告要更加的投入。
The Lord encouraged them that they need to be more concentrated in their prayer.
哦，这个祷告，甚至祷告到已经顾不得吃了。
That is to pray until we no longer even think about eating.
哦，这样的祷告能够让我们进入这个属灵的宝藏里头。
By engaging in this type of prayer, we can enter the spiritual realm.
我们请看以赛亚书四十五章。
Let us look at Isaiah chapter 45.
以赛亚书四十五章。
Isaiah chapter 45.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，我要将暗中的宝物和隐藏的财宝赐给你，使你知道提名召你的就是我主以色列的神。
I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel.
我现在不是来解释圣经，我是来借用这一节圣经的里头的话。
And I won't be explaining this verse in depth, but I will be basing on this verse.
这里讲到有所谓暗中的宝物，隐秘的财宝。
It speaks of treasures of darkness and hidden riches.
祷告是一件非常个人的事情。
Prayer is a very personal thing.
虽然我们都在一起，但是我们是每一个人自己来向神祷告。
Even though we are gathered together, every person is praying directly to God.
我们每一个人自己来面对神。
And every person is facing God.
主耶稣说，神在暗中，他纪念我们。
The Lord said that God remembers those things we do in secret.
这个神是我们肉眼所看不见的。
And God is a being that cannot be seen by our human eyes.
所以对我们来讲，他好像是在暗中。
To us, he is as a being in the darkness.
那我当我们做这种叩门的祷告。
And when we have this prayer of knocking.
当我们做这种很投入的祷告。
When we have this very concentrated in-depth prayer.
神要将暗中的宝物、隐秘的财宝来赐给我们。
Then God will grant us the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches.
有人就是这样子得圣灵的。
There are some of us who have received the Holy Spirit by praying in this manner.
就好像五行这个《使徒行传》第二章，这个大约120个人，他们在等候圣灵，就是这样子的祷告。
Just like in the book of Acts, there were 120 people waiting for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit, and they prayed in this manner.
大约有十天的时间，他们几乎被这个祷告这件事情来占有了他们。
There was a period of approximately 10 days where they were fully immersed in this matter of prayer.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us refer to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意，恒切祷告。
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers.
他们在那大约十天当中，主要的一件事情就是祷告，等候圣灵的降临。
During those 10 days, they only focus on one thing, which is to pray and wait for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
哦，怎么知道他们是很投入呢？
How do we know that they were very focused?
哦，因为大家都同样的一个目标。
Because they were all running towards the same goal.
哦，但本来他们每一个人有每一个人的这种想法跟意见。
Initially, they all had their own perspectives and viewpoints.
哦，现在把这些都摆一旁。
But now they have set these things aside.
哦，现在只有一件事情，就是照着主耶稣的吩咐，等候圣灵的降临。
Now there is only one thing they will pursue, which is to follow the Lord's instructions to wait for the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那他们如何来等候圣灵的降临？
How did they await this Holy Spirit?
哦，这里所说的，他们不断的、恒切的在祷告。
It says here that they continually, unceasingly prayed.
哦，我们都渴慕圣灵，渴慕圣灵的充满。
We all thirst for the Holy Spirit and for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们也都渴慕圣灵的带领。
We also long for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵是愿意来充满我们，来带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit is willing to fill us and to guide us.
啊，问题是我们有没有做这种叩门的祷告？
The problem is whether or not we have had this prayer of knocking.
啊，我们有没有让我们百分之百的投入这个祷告里头？
Have we devoted 100% of ourselves into this type of prayer?
请我们再参考《使徒行传》十三章。
Let us also refer to Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第二节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 2.
第二节，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
第三节，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们出去了。
Verse 3, Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away.
啊，这里在说到当时安提亚教会的这一些啊核心的人物，他们在做什么？
This tells us what the church of Antioch was doing.
啊，这里提到几个他们的啊 core person 哈，那个核心人物。
And there were some core people involved here.
啊，他这里说他们在侍奉神、侍奉主，他们这个啊禁食祷告。
They were ministering to the Lord and fasting and praying.
啊，因为禁食就是为了要祷告。
Because they were fasting in preparation for prayer.
啊，那。我们就看到说，就有圣灵非常清楚、非常明显的这个带领。
And here we see a very clear and definite guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，这个有时候我们真的需要圣灵亲自来带领、来动工。
Sometimes we truly need the Holy Spirit to guide us and to move among us.
哦，我不应该说有时候，应该是总是哈、哦，常常有圣灵来带领我们，来跟我们哈、哦，来同工。
We should not say sometimes, rather we should say always we long for the Holy Spirit to guide with us and to work with us.
哦，那我们看到这些人，他们不是一直在开会，哦，这里所强调的是他们侍奉神，他们投入的祷告，禁食祷告。
We see that these core members were not always participating in meetings, but they were engaged in this communal prayer.
哦，他们就进入了那个属灵的宝藏里头。
And by this prayer and fasting, they entered into the spiritual realm.
哦，他们很清楚的来体验、来看到圣灵的带领、圣灵的工作。
They clearly and personally experienced the guidance and the work of the Holy Spirit.
哦，我们也常说，我们每一个人就是自己最大的敌人。
We often say that we are our own worst enemy.
啊，因为我们每一个人生来就带着罪性。
Because every man born into the world has a sinful nature.
哦，我们每一个人生来就带着一些个性上的软弱或者是缺陷。
And every person is born with certain shortcomings and weaknesses.
哦，这个生来就带有，就一直跟着我们。
And we have this from birth, and this follows us for the rest of our lives.
哦，常常就为了我们的这种软弱的个性啊，让我们常常觉得非常的后悔，非常的懊恼。
Because of these weaknesses in our character, we will feel regret.
啊，我们常有很多人常常立志说，下一次啊，我讲话不要再这么快了。
And many will make a determination that the next time I speak, I will not speak so quickly.
啊，有些人在处理事情之前呢，一直告诉自己， 我要冷静，我要冷静。
And someone that are facing a situation, they will tell themselves, "I need to be remain calm."
但是真的进入事情之后，脾气就发了。
But once they enter into the situation, then their temper flares.
我们常常缺少这种属灵的个性。
We lack this spiritual character.
因为我们里面那个人是软弱的。
Because our inner man is weak.
我们里面的力量是微弱的。
And our inner strength is weak.
那里面的力量从哪里来？
Where does our inner strength come from?
我们需要进入这个属灵的宝藏里头。
And we need to enter this spiritual kingdom.
所以我们要做这种投入的祷告。
That is why we need to be devoted to concentrated prayer.
请看腓立比书第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，保罗说：“我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。”
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment.
第十节，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
10. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
十一节，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
这是保罗为了弟兄姐妹的灵性的祷告。
This is Paul's prayer for the faith of the believers.
那这也是我们每一个人所羡慕的目标。
This is also the goal that we should all strive for.
我们主耶稣这么爱我们，我们总是想要照着主耶稣的教训，我们来更多的来爱我们周遭的人。
The Lord loves us so much that we should follow His instruction to love those around us.
但是我们在施行爱心的时候，常常也充满着很多的挫折。
However, when we are implementing or showing our love, it is full of mistakes.
Frustrations.那为什么我们做对的事情却有那么多的挫折呢？
Why is it that when we are doing what is right, we still face these frustrations?
因为我们里面那个人并不是真的那么有智慧。
It is because our inner person does not have true wisdom.
这个在知识上我们并不是那么的丰富。
We don't have an abundance of knowledge.
所以我们有时候是用错的方法要来做对的事情。
Sometimes we use the wrong method to do the right thing.
动机方向是对的。
Our motivation and our direction is correct.
但是方法不对。
But our method is incorrect.
所以我们很努力，但是也很挫折。
And even though we are very diligent, we are also very frustrated.
所以我们要有那种叩门的祷告。
We need to have this prayer of knocking.
不但得到属灵的力量，而且也领受属灵的智慧。
Not only do we receive spiritual strength, but also spiritual knowledge.
才会像第十节保罗所说的，让我们能够分别是非。
So that we can be like in verse 10, we may be able to discern what is good and evil.
里面那一个人如果强壮，他才能够像十一节所说的，结满了这仁义的果子。
If the inner man is strong, it will be like in verse 11, filled with the fruits of righteousness.
这就是为什么我们种水果、种蔬菜不是让它在那边自生自灭。
This is the reason why when we plant fruits or plants, we don't just leave it on its own.
但是要有很多的心血在那边照顾。
It takes a lot of effort to take care of these plants.
所以我们也是一样，没有常常有这种投入的祷告，我们里头的人是不会强壮的。
In the same way, if we do not have dedicated prayers, our inner man will not be strengthened.
就好像一棵树，它不够强壮，它怎么能够结出甜美的果子来
？We will be like a tree. If it is not very strong, then it cannot produce sweet fruit.
主耶稣是那么的伟大。
And the Lord is so almighty.
我们跟主耶稣的对主耶稣的认识跟主耶稣的关系，他总是一直还有空间让我们继续的去进步。
And when it comes to our knowledge and understanding of God, He will help us to improve.
那如何再进一步的去认识主耶稣、体验主耶稣呢？
How do we go about taking that extra step forward to come to know Jesus Christ and to experience Him?
常常也是从这个叩门的祷告里头来得着的。
Often we can achieve this by this prayer of knocking.
主耶稣很爱我们。
The Lord really loves us.
我们说实在的，我们并不会很自动的来做这种投入的祷告、叩门的祷告。
And if we are honest with ourselves, we know that we don't often engage in this dedicated prayer or this prayer of knocking.
我们虽然也有很多的祷告，但是我们祷告常常是其实是很肤浅的。
Even though we have many prayers, a lot of these prayers are superficial.
主耶稣就安在我们的生活当中，让我们安排我们有一些的遭遇。
And the Lord set certain trials in our daily lives.
所以让我们不得不那么专心、那么用心的投入的做祷告。
So that we are left without any other choices than praying with dedication.
在那种祷告里头，我们只是求主耶稣带领我们来解决我们目前所遭遇的问题。
In these prayers, we only ask God to guide us to resolve this matter at hand.
但是我们所听到的见证是，神总是给我们恩上加恩。
But we hear many testimonies that God has added blessing upon blessing.
从事情的解决之外，我们又获得了很多的学习跟造就。
Aside from the resolution of this issue, God has also edified us and blessed us.
所以这个我们如果有些人在见证的时候，他一定常常会提到，从这件事情里头，我得到了哪些学习。
That is why when many believers testify, they will say, "From this situation, I learned this thing."
那其中的一个结论就是，我现在更是满心的知道神，知道他的旨意。
One of their conclusions is that they have come to a better and deeper understanding of Jesus Christ and His will.
那我们不能够那么被动的哈，需要主耶稣来为我们设计，我们才进入那种叩门的祷告。
We cannot be so passive as to only wait for God to design a situation for us to be forced into this prayer of knocking.
我们应该平常我们就学习的来做这种投入的祷告。
We should train ourselves to engage in this type of devoted prayer daily.
因为他让愿意让我们真正的来认识他。
Because God is willing to allow us to come to understand Him.
他愿意让我们满心知道他的旨意。
He allows us to fully understand His will.
这种叩门的祷告也不是只是为了我们自己。
This prayer of knocking does not only have to do with our own needs.
这个也跟打开传道的门有关系。
It also has a close relationship with opening of the door of the gospel.
比如说我们所念过使徒行传十三章就是一个例子。
One example is in Acts chapter 13.
我们再看使徒行传第四章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传四章三十节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 30.
一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
三十一节，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
这里在讲到这使徒时代，他们又一次的在传福音的事情上面的这种突破。
This is another breakthrough during the apostolic times.
这里31节说，他们同心合意，恒切的投入的祷告。
In verse 31, it describes this prayer of unity and of dedication.
这里 用 祷告完了聚会的地方都震动来做描述。
And it is described as after the prayer, the whole place was shaken.
哦，这样来打开传道的门。
This led to the opening of the door of the gospel.
啊，有时候我们会感叹说，这传福音啊，这个越来越困难。
Sometimes we may feel that preaching becomes harder and harder.
啊，因为在人的生活当中有越来越多的这种啊，这种阻挡。
Because there are more and more obstacles in our daily lives. 啊，
这个现代化的生活好像人应该有比较多的时间。
Modern life should grant us more time.
哦，但是好像有越多的时间，也有越多的活动来占据了人的时间。
But it seems that the more time we have available, the more activities will take over this free time.
哦，人应该好像能够比较安静，其实人更忙乱。
Even though we should be able to relax and be calm, but we seem to be even more busy.
哦，人好像应该可以更来专心啊，但是人更不容易专心。
We should be able to concentrate more, but we are often distracted.
哦，所以这个传福音，很多人会觉得说，哇，越来越不容易。
Consequently, many will feel that it is very difficult to preach the gospel.
哦，这也告诉我们，我们要为了传福音，我们要有这种投入的祷告，叩门的祷告。
This also teaches us that for the sake of the gospel, we should have a prayer of knocking, a prayer of dedication.
哦，主耶稣说，叩门就要为你开门。
The Lord has told us that if we knock, then the door will be open for us.
啊，这也告诉我们，我们要有那种祷告的决心。
It also tells us that we need to have this determination to pray.
啊，就好像叩门一定要叩到门开了。
In the same way that we need to knock until the door is opened.
啊，不久前有一本很在这个很多人都知道的一本书叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
Not long ago, there was a book called "The Poor Only Have Money."
哦，那对我们基督徒来讲，哈，可以有一句相对应的话。
And for Christians, we have a similar phrase.
啊，我什么都没有，我只有祷告。
I have nothing except for prayer.
啊，我们。在很多时候我们需要有这种祷告的决心。
We often need to have this determination to pray.
啊，真的有时候我们会什么都感好像什么都没有了。
And at times we may feel like we have nothing.
啊，并不是真的没有。
It doesn't mean we truly have lost everything. 啊，
而是所拥有的这些并不能够真的带来什么作用，什么帮助。
What it means is that what we possess cannot really help us. 哦，
那但是呢，我剩下的只有祷告。
But we realize that all we have left is prayer.
哦，所以主耶稣在祷告的勉励里头，他多次的提到这种恒心投入的祷告。
For this reason, Jesus would give us many reminders of dedicated and continual prayer.
请看路加福音十一章。
Let us refer to the book of Luke, chapter 11.
Luke, chapter 11.
Luke, chapter 11.
第八节
Verse 8.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
啊，这里主耶稣说祷告啊，要 persistence， 要恒切。
Here the Lord says that in our prayer we need to be persistent.
再请看十八章第一节，路加福音。
Let us also look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第一节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart.
啊，这里说不要灰心。
We should not be discouraged or lose heart.
常常的来做这种完全投入、深入的祷告。
We must continuously have this deep and dedicated prayer.
啊，叩门的就给他开门。
Then to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
啊，是怎样的门呢？
What kind of door is this?
啊，其实天都要开了。
It is the door of heaven.
主耶稣对非 对这个拿但业说，你要看见更大的神迹。
The Lord said to Nathanael, "You will see even greater deeds than these."
不但是拿但业，主耶稣说你们大家都要看到更大的神迹。
Not only Nathanael, but you, that is everyone, will see even greater works.
你们要看见天开了。
You will see that heaven is opened.
我们把它用到我们祷告上面来。
And we can also apply this to our prayer.
这种叩门的祷告要让我们看见天开了。
This prayer of knocking can lead us to see the heavens opened.
这个天开了代表着很多美好的意思。
And the opening of the heavens has many good meanings.
天开了，神的恩典来了。
When the heavens are opened, the blessings of God are pouring down.
天开了，神的启示显明给我们了。
When the heavens are opened, God's revelations are given to us.
现在我们就一起来做叩门的祷告。
Now we will share in the prayer of knocking.
照着主耶稣的应许，叩门的就给他开门。
According to the promise of Jesus Christ, to the one who knocks, the door will be open.
照着主耶稣的应许，我们也要看到天开了。
According to the promise of Jesus, we will see the heavens opened.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，请我们到前面来。
For those who would like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.